Let me ask you something. What if the story you have been carrying about one of the most important things that ever happened to you is not quite the story that actually happened? Not because you lied to yourself, and not because you were careless with details, but because the version you needed to live with and the version that actually occurred quietly became the same thing over time. And somewhere in that process, the original got lost. That is a stranger realization than it first appears to be. This is Echoes from the Peak. Every person is carrying a collection of stories that function as the architecture of their identity. Stories about where they came from, about what was done to them and what they did in return. Stories about the relationship that changed them, the failure that defined them, the season of their life that either survived or still have not fully left. These stories feel like facts because they have been lived in for so long that the distinction between the experience and the interpretation of it has disappeared entirely. But there is something worth sitting with here. And it is this. Human beings do not retrieve experiences the way a file is retrieved from storage. Every time you return to something that happened, you're not opening a sealed record. You are reconstructing it from whatever fragments remained. And that reconstruction, it happens in the present, which means it is shaped by who you are now, what you need now, what you have learned since, and what you can no longer afford to believe. And most importantly, what you still require to be true in order to keep moving. The story changes the way a path through a field changes when enough people walk it. Nobody decides where the path goes. It simply forms in the direction people keep moving. And after 20 years of revisiting something, the version you are carrying may have drifted considerably from the original without you ever making a single conscious edit. The part of this that is most difficult to hold is not the idea that details get fuzzy over time. Everyone accepts that. Names blur, sequences shift, peripheral information drops away. That kind of forgetting is comfortable because it is passive. It feels like something that happens to a memory rather than something you do to it. What is harder to accept is the active version. The possibility that the emotional meaning you attach to something, the interpretation that became load-bearing in how you understand yourself, may have been a sign not to buy what happened, but what you needed the event to mean at that time. And then revised again when you needed it to mean something slightly different. And again after that. Until what you are carrying now is less a record of something that occurred and more a story that has been slowly shaped to serve the person you became in the years after it happened. That is not a failure of honesty. That is how the interior life manages to keep functioning under conditions that would otherwise be unmanageable. The editing is protective. The revisions are necessary. The problem is not that they happen. The problem is that they happen invisibly. Which means most people are living inside stories they believe are factual. They believe that they are actually a collaboration between what occurred and what they needed to be true about it. Think about the specific stories that carry the most weight in how you understand yourself. The ones you return to when you need to explain to yourself, or to someone else, why you are the way you are. why you approach certain situations the way you do, why certain things cost you more than they seem to cost other people. How many of those stories have a villain who has become clearer and more complete over time rather than more ambiguous? How many of them have a version of you that is slightly more sympathetic now than it was in the original storytelling? How many of them resolves into a meaning? This is what that experience taught me. This is why it happened. This is what it made me. That feels clean and coherent in a way that actual experience almost never is while it's occurring. The coherence itself is worth examining. Life as it happens is not coherent. It is partial and contradictory and full of information you cannot process at the time and motivations you cannot clearly see from inside them. The clean version, the one with the clear arc, and the earned meaning, almost always arrived later. Which means it was constructed later. Which means the clarity came from you, not from the event. Now, there is a particular version of this that surfaces in the stories people carry about the most significant relationships of their lives. The ones that ended badly, or the ones that never got the resolution they deserved, or the ones that simply changed into something unrecognizable and then stopped. Over time, most people develop a settled version of what those relationships were, and what happened inside of them. The roles clarify. The narrative organizes itself. The other person becomes a comprehensible character with comprehensible motivations, and your own behavior becomes something you can understand and account for, even if accounting for it required some revision. Now, what rarely survives this process is the genuine complexity of the other person. The version of them that existed outside of what they meant to your story. The moments where they were something other than the role that eventually got assigned. And it's not because you decided to reduce them. It's because the mind naturally organizes experience around meaning, and meaning requires a certain amount of simplification. And simplification over enough years produces a character more than a person. And if that is true of them, it is worth asking what is true of you in those versions. Those stories that you're still carrying, whether the person you were inside those moments is still being rendered accurately, or whether that version of you has always been slowly edited towards something more legible. None of this makes the stories false in a way that a lie is false. The experience were real. The impact was real. The pain, or the love, or the loss, or the transformation. Those things happen. And they left marks that are not imagined. What is worth questioning is not whether the events occurred, but whether the meaning you attach to them at 25, 30, 40 is still meaning that most honestly describes what they were. Whether the interpretation that helped you survive something is the same interpretation that serves you right now. Whether the story you told yourself about why something happened is actually a story about why it happened, or a story about what you needed to believe about yourself in the aftermath. Those are different things. And they can look identical from the inside for a very long time. There are people carrying stories right now that are doing significant organizational work in their lives. Stories that explain why they are careful in the ways they are careful, distant in the ways they are distant, drawn to certain kinds of people and situations, and resistant to others. Stories that feel like insight because they were earned through something real. And some of those stories are accurate. Some of them are the right interpretation, arrived at honestly, carrying genuine truth about what happened and what it meant. But some of them have been revised enough times that what is being carried now is less the experience itself and more a very old response to the experience. One that made sense at a specific moment in a specific life, and then never got updated because updating it would require sitting with the original again, without the protection of the meaning that was built around it. There is something worth naming in the willingness to look back at a story you have been living inside for years and ask whether it is still true. Not to dismantle it, not to decide it was wrong, just to hold it a little more loosely and ask whether the person you are right now would tell it the same way the person you needed to tell it. Most people find that certain stories hold. They bear the weight of examination without changing much, and that steadiness is worth something real. But some do not hold in quite the same way. And what happens when a story you built something on begins to feel less certain and is not comfortable? But it may be one of the more honest things you can experience about yourself. Because it means you have grown enough to see something you could not see before. And the thing you could not see before was there the whole time. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If the story you have been carrying about one of the most important things that ever happened to you turned out to be slightly wrong, not false, just revised without your awareness over 20 years of needing it to mean what it means, would you want to know? And if you knew, would you be willing to sit with the original again without the version of it that helped you survive it? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.